We are continuing our Shiur on Binyan Ariel. We are now on page Ayin. Okay, we're on page Ayin at the bottom of the page. And we are continuing in Perek Dalet about the Inyanim of Olam HaTohu. So let's read again from page Ayin, page 70, at the bottom of the page, last paragraph. V'hine, kol elu ha'orot, the sag, v'deben, excuse me, she'yotzu me'enayim de'ak, as we said, the Ariza explains to us very clearly that there's two types of orot out of the four possible choices would be either ab, sag, ma'uben. Those are the neshamas of, that's the neshama of Adam Kadmon. So what comes out from Adam Kadmon? Only two out of the four. Now, again, not the entire two, but rather just the malchiot, the ben. Just the smallest aspects of these two came out. So that's the sag and the ben that came out from the enayim of Ak. V'hitpashtu lemata der orot achav, and it came through the different orifices, from the oznayim, from the chotem, from the peh. Hamitpashti mimotzeihem shebeozem chotem upeh, de'ak atibul de'adam kadmon. Until they travel all the way down from the enayim, from they all come out from the enayim, but the source is from the ozen chotem peh, and they travel all the way down to the tibul. Vehim shichu lispashet od gam lemata min atibul, and they continue going downwards. Kasher ovo od elu the olam nikudim derech olam achav lo nidgalu adayim ki sharga betehira mai ahanaya. That means, As the sefirot come out, and these sefirot are powered by, the neshamas of these sefirot are again the ben and the sag, they come and they travel past what's called the orot of achav, because we know the Ariza explains to us in Sha'achav, how orot come out from the oznayim, orot come out from the chotim, orot come out from the peh. Now, as these orot that we are speaking about come out from the Naim, they pass through these various strong orot, these strong lights, influences, shefa, and they get absorbed there, and you cannot recognize them. That's the, and therefore the expression we find in the Gemara is called Shagra B'tehira Maimahan. If you light a candle during daytime, what does it help? That was the situation of the orot of the ben and the sag came out was so minuscule compared to the ab the sag, which coming out from, which was protruding out from the achav, then they were not noticeable. Vehem betelim le'erech ha'orot achav. I'm at the top of the page, ayin aleph. And therefore they were bottled to the orot of achav. Aval kashe himshichu lispashet od mebuchut ad mata min atibul. But when they travel in the front of Adam Kadmon, the front side of Adam Kadmon, until past his waist, then they came, that is their eventual place of abode. That's where they create the world of Atzilut, and there that's when they come into being. That's when we see them; they start surfacing. Gam ki gam bepinimut ak hari kol elo bichinot des sag ma ben des sag ud ben mimkom amhum min atibo velemata velchem sham elemata nidgalu venasu sham bichinot olam hanikudim shem eser orod vekenegdem asara kelim amispashtim sham umitlabishim leak mitibo shelo velemata bekol sivivotav. Now, the reason why they surface over there, the lights from the tibul of Ak, from the waist of Ak downwards, is because the interior counterpart lights, which are the main, that's the shorosh, so those are the roots of the lights, are in the pinimius of Ak. They themselves are there. They go down to there, because we'll see the Rav says actually they were there originally, they go up and then they come back down. But anyways, the Kolparim, that in the Pinimut of Ak, we find the shogash, the roots of this Sag Ma'uben, the Sag, And we find the shorish of the chitzoniut, what it's actually called the pnimiut of Ben, that are there from the kibul mata bipnimiut of Ak, and therefore that is why that's why the chitzoniut of the oro, the exterior lights, now surface after the tibur d'ak ulmata from the outside of the ak. Now, and what does he say? Then he said that will surface first. We're going to find the world of nekudim developing, and then the world of first we saw akudim, nekudim, brudim, and then finally the world of atzilut is going to be developed right over there. And those are going to be the 10 lights, the 10 sfirot. And that's where we're going to be doing all our avodat Hashem from then onwards. Vihine orot elu desag mal ben desag veasmab de ben sheyotzu meinaim deak hagam sheaya kalul bahem gam koach hakeli. Even though that they have inside of them all they needed to create, as we know, the two aspects of the two aspects of the sfirot is kelim and orot. Even though they had inside of them what to build a kelim, because zot beovrom der holamot achav shavu mehem orot litzor gmar asiyat kelehem. Nevertheless, there was a purpose of them going through the lines of achav, because through that it solidified their kelim. Gmar asiyah. When they continue going downwards, first you had the descent of the kelim of the orot, of the sfirot, which is called the kelim of the world of anikudim. Then you had a second wave of sfirot, but this was their neshamas. Means this is the orot now, which penetrated into the kelim of the olam anikudim. Kimo shva behemshech. Now, third paragraph. Tzriot tzrichim anu leodia bezim. Deharin kishe yotzu luchutz, when the light came out, me'enayim orot ve'akelim, the smab. The sag ve'asmav de ben yatsa rak chelik me'achitzoniut belvad shari b'chinat malchiyot de'es esfirot b'chinat chitzoniutem. That we know, as we explained to the beginning, that what came out was only a minuscule chelik of what we're speaking about here. So even though we know the ab sag ma'u ben the ben came out, all four chalakim of ben, we have to discover that it was only the last. Only the malchiyot of that came out. That means the one tenth of what actually came, only one tenth came out. אבל התשע העליונות בבחינת חיצוניות שלהם נשאר בפנימיות האג מושרשים על גבי הפרסה שבאמצע גופו. But the other nine chalak in the nine tenth stayed inside of, this is only the chiצוניות part, they stayed inside of Ag. Mushroshim al gibi parsa, which had its roots in the parsa, which is basically where the waist is. It goes be'alakson, actually, in a diagonal form. It forms what we have, the counterpart of our diaphragm is what the parsa is. Shebe'emza gufo, in the middle of his guf. Olam b'chinat pinimyu, the sag ma uben the sag, the asma de ben, הגם שבתחילה עלו למעלה בכלל המים נוגבים, הנה בחינות אלו שוב בקעו את פרסיו, יורדו למטה במקומם בשליש תפאר ונאי דאק, ביחד עם החיצוניות פנימיות דשם. Okay, so okay, it's a little bit technical, but nothing terrible here. So again, like I told you, the process, let me go back a few steps. So let's see, the all is in Adam Kadmon. Now, what happens is that Adam Kadmon is going to be split between whatever limala mina tibo or mas limata mina tibo. Okay, that means whatever is on top of his waist and what's below his waist. We're going to make a chiluk over here. What's going to happen is that what we want to right now is we want to empty out his tani. Empty out the orot, the lights which is in his shlish tiferet ulimata, and the netzah hod yisod of ak. We want to empty it out. Why we want to empty it out, we'll see later on. It's actually to create the kelim for za. Okay, But that's not important right now. What's important to understand, we're going to vacate that entire area of all. Therefore, it's completely now vacant of the air. Where did the all go to? It went lemal into the Tiferet of, the high part of Tiferet of Adam Kadmon. So we have an empty part below the waist, and lots of all inside the waist. Now what happens over there, the all from then on was going to travel in two different directions. Part of the all is going to travel out from the eyes of Ak, and part of the orot are going to travel back down into its original place. Now, just to add a dimension, now even the orot that we're speaking about are going to be subdivided into the chitzoniot of the orot and the pnimiut of the orot. There's going to be two facets of the orot. So even that all that we said comes out of the Ananda Act, that's only going to be the chitzoniot of that all that's going to come out. And like we mentioned, even the chitzoniot of that all that goes out, it's going to be a minuscule part of the all. It's going to be the one-tenth of the all is going to go out. So to sum up, what we're going to see coming out from the Ananda Act is one-tenth of the chitzoniot of the all. And what is that all? Again, only two of the four, which is the sagma uben, the sag, and the asmab, ab sagma uben of the ben. And again, only the chitzoniot of the ben, and only the malchiot of the ben. Okay, so I hope that's clear. Now, af, that's one direction, comes out from the tiferet, which is above the waist of Ak outside the Anan. Now the other direction is that all the other Orot, which did not come out of the Anan, will go plunging back down its original Mokum. That means it's going to pierce what's called Baka et a Palsa. It's going to pierce the Palsa, go down back into its place, and they're going to serve as a completion for the Or which traveled out from the Anayim of Adam Kadmon, traveled all the way down the face of Adam Kadmon, the front part of it, all the way past down his weight on the outside, and then makes a station, creates the world of Nikudim out there. And the Orot, the counterpart of that Or which is inside, will then pierce the skin of Adam Kadmon, projecting outwards and connecting back with those orot. Okay, so I hope that was clear. So let's do that paragraph again, because I don't think he added enough detail over here to understand this. So let's do that paragraph again with that information. In the second paragraph over here on page Ayin Aleph 71. דארי כשיות לחוץ מהעיניים אורות וכלים דסג מהו בן דסג ואס מב דבן יצא רק חלק מחיצוניות המבא. What came out? Only the חיצוניות, the exterior part of those אורות. שוב בחינות מלכיות, and not only that, it was only the מלכיות, one tenth, the עשר ספירות בחינת חיצוניותם. But the 9-10, Teisha Elyonot B'chinat Chitzuniyot Shelahem Nishar B'chinimiyot Ak. The 9-10 still stayed inside of Ak. Mushrashim Al Gabei Pasa De Emsa Sheb Gufo. Stayed inside of Ak. Next to, well, Mushrash means inside, rooted inside the Pasa of Adam Kadmon, which starts at the Tiferet. Olam b'chinot pinimiyot the sagma ben the sag ve'asma the ben. Now that was all the chitzoniot of the all, exterior. Now the pinimiyot of the all, what happened there? Hagam shetchila alu lemale, even though, like I said, it was went upwards and stayed in the upper part of Adam Kadmon, and they were bechalal, what's called Maim Nukfim, the waters which travel upwards, the female waters. Hine, bechinat elu shu baku et parsa. These bechinas then went back down, broke through the parsa, yodu lemata bimkom limkomam b'shalish tiferet, and all these bechinas went back down. That means what? they went back into this vacated area of Adam Kadmon once upon a time, and they traveled back down, filling all those kelim again. What are those kelim? What the oil fills up? That's the Tiferet and the Tzohod Yesod, the Adam Kadmon. B'yachad im chitzoniut v'pinimiut. Now, together now, what do we have? We have a complement of the chitzoniut, the exterior part of the light, and we have a pinimiut, chilek part of the light. The Shema. Now, don't forget, there's other two orot that we haven't mentioned so far. That is the Ma Klali and the Ben Klali. Now, what happens to them? They are coming down. They are coming down. B'yachad im chitzoniut v'pinimiut d'shem ma v'chitzoniut v'pinimiut d'mab d'ab. So both of those types of lights, the ma and the ben, will in completion. So not the ben, the ma, which hasn't, we haven't touched the ma, right? What came out again was only a sag, and the ben came out, and the ma did not come out at all. So the ma, the pinimius, the shem ma, the chitzonis and the pinimius of ma, and the chitzonis, the pinimius of ma ben the ab. Okay? That is still there. Achar, now, the achar shehil bishu akeli, the chitzonis, the sag ma ben the sag, the ab sag ma ben the ben. Now what happens over there? Now what's going to happen is that the pinimiut orot, which stayed inside of Ak, which never left, just went up above the waist, came back down the waist, they pierce the skin of Ak, and they send out what's called the Ha'ara. Ha'ara, this light which pierces and contributes to the development of the world of Adam Kadmon, and also contributes to this new world of Olam of Nekudim, which is in front of Ak, being developed under the Tibol. O mishnei od elu ainu chitzoniu this ma asag ma uben de ab, and the chitzoniu to ben. Now these two additional, these two lights which are outside, which created the world of Nikudim, yatzu lechutz der genayim, or meorot she yatzu lechutz der dofne aguf de ag meiribayem hem nitka v'naseh olam ha'nikudim. So these, the complement of these two lights, the chitzoniut of the lights and the pinimiut of the lights together, they make what we have now, the world of nikudim. The world of nikudim. Okay, good, let's continue. Page Ayin Betz. Excuse me. Sod mitat sheva malachim shenikra shivat Shivrat Akeli. Now this is a huge, huge, most important sugya. I've mentioned this maybe, I think, in these shiurim. If not, I'm mentioning it now. Mudar Rabba Lo Raisa. You have to understand that this is very, very important. This is the most important sugya in all Etz Chaim, and all of Avodas Hashem, and everything that we do is all going around this nekuda of the Zayim Malachim Shemesu, which we call the Shivrei Keli. We'll explain here. And Oiz Chav Chet, some page I in bed. Hine. Olam ze nikra nikudim lo nitkayem, ela nishvav nitbate. Now this whole entire world, which we spent the last 20 minutes speaking about, which we created over here, what happened was it actually didn't last. It actually broke. It shattered. And this was for multiple reasons. The Leshem actually incorporates, collects over the Etz Chaim 18 different reasons, if not more, why the world could not last. 18, we're not going to go into the reasons now because we don't know enough information, but there are at least 18 reasons. And I'm sure if one would look deeply into all those reasons, one would find a main nekuda which ties them all together. And I'm going to list a few of them here. Tam echad ikeru mipnei sha'olam nikudim kivan shebo naaser lirishona la'asara kelim lalbesh et ha'orot lachem beyod sham hayta tchilat melechet asiyat kelim der pratut haya kelim elu chalushim veketanim. The one reason he's giving over here is because they were weak. These kelim were the first kelim that we saw being developed. Before that, the kelim could not be developed because they wouldn't be able to exist in such high lights, in high spiritual worlds. Here we're in the lower worlds already, and therefore the kelim could exist, but nevertheless they were premature. V'lo haya b'hem koach lisbol et ha'atzmut koach ha'orot ha'gedolim mitlabshim b'hem, and therefore, since they were very weak and premature kelim, they were not able to hold up the great amount of light which was being sent into them. Kivan sheham orot gedolim asrad monim mishu ha'kelim b'tchilat yitziyatam. Because the ore which was going on was maybe 10 times as heavy, 10 times as strong as the kelim could hold, so therefore no wonder that the kelim actually shattered. And another reason, like I said, there's 18 reasons, he's just listing a few here. V'otam ikre lishvirat hakelim haya mipnei shirak shalosh sfirot rishonot שבעולם הניקודים יצאו בצורת שלוש קווים ימין שמאל ואמצע וכדומה כדמות סגולתם קדם למעלה באמצע וחוכמה בינה בתחת הקטר מימין ושמאל בסדר זה שלוש קווים יש בו יציבות וקיום והוא הסדר שבו יעמדו כל 10 ספירות אחר כאן בעולם הניקודים, אבל בשבע תחתונות, שבע ספירות תחתונות לעולם הניקודים יעשו ועמדו אז ביחד צמחיו, רק בהשוואה אחת זו תחתו זו, אשר סוד זה אין בו תמיכה ויציבות וקיום ונוסף זה כי מחמת כן ספירות של שבע תחתונות היו משפיעות אחת בשנייה ולא לפי סדר מידותיהם ולא אלא באופן מהופך. Another reason given is because they weren't working in unison. All the different kelim, the Rav says this in a few different places, that the sod of rectification, the sod of success, is working in unison, working united. That's why they form what's called unions, because the strength is in numbers. That's the idea over here. The first three sfirot, which is called Keter, Chochma, Bina, which came out from the Naim De'ach, they came out in a formation called Sugulta, meaning an inverse segel. Segel is one of the Nikudim, one of the nine Nikudim. It has a dot at the top, and then we have a little dot to the bottom right and a little dot to the bottom left. That's a segel. Now this segel was in that formation. Actually, the segel is usually upside down. It's usually the two you have one to the right, one to the left, and the one underneath. But this is an upside down segel. So that's Ket on top, Chochman to the right, and Bina to the left. They were working, that means that formation is a siman, is a sign that they work together. They constantly are passing information via themselves and to themselves and back and forth, therefore allocating the light, and they're equalizing the light between them, therefore balancing the light, and therefore able to hold the light. That's very important. Ma she'enkin, the Zayin Tachtonim, the seven Sefirot comes after them, they were b'chad samcha. The chad samcha means they were one underneath the other, meaning they all wanted to rule for themselves. Because another word for these asara Sefirot, these 10 Sefirot, was the Zayin Melochim. We find at the end of Parshas Vayishlach, the Zohar tells us that the Ve'elu Toldot of the Malche Edom, of the kings of Edom, represented these Sefirot. As in, at the end of Shishio, the Parashat Vayishlach, Zohar tells us that these Zayin Melochim of Edom were actually these Sefirot that came out from the Enayim Deak. Believe it or not, the Arizal is marich this at length in Shani Kudim and explains this all the Ramazim over there. Now, these Zayim Malachim, they wanted to rule for themselves, and therefore enhanced their formation that they were one on top of the other. Each one wanted to rule over the other. So the first one tried ruling, meaning trying to accept the light for himself without sharing it with others, without the balance, without what the Zohar calls the miskela, the scale, which balances all things. There was no scale there. It was just they, he himself. So that, which was this first sphere in the line, crashed and broke. And then later on, they all traveled down to the Chesed. Also, he tried to support all the light for himself, tried to be the ruler of the universe, and crashed and died. And then so forth, all the Molochim, all the Sfirot, Mikan, Haba. Masha, Ein, Kane, the first three balanced the light. They weren't as greedy, and therefore, Kiviyochal, and this is all the words of the Arizal speaking. I'm just transcribing. And therefore, the first three, which were able to work in unison, they were able to survive and they did not die. There's a little bit of what's called a pagam, a little bit of a beetle, a keser, the naida achram, the keser, there was a pagam there, there's a little bit of a shvira, and then you had a little bit of a beetle in the achram, the abavima. But besides that, that's all you had. And by the way, the two other expressions used in the Arizal, again, we use many, many different expressions to mean the exact same thing. I'm just throwing these out in order for you to get familiar with them. Another differentiation between the Gar and the Vak that we're speaking about over here, the first three and the last seven, is that the first three he calls Rishut Yachid. And the last seven he calls Rishut HaRabim. We know in Hilchos Shabbat there are two different, an Irovin, there are these formations that we speak about, Rishut HaRabim, Rishut HaYachid, and different dimensions. But the Yesod there is Rishut HaYachid, is a place where people come together in one place, which are united, and they usually have one goal, and one household. That represents this triad, the first triad, which we're all working together. And that created their success. Masha Enkin, this concept of Rishut HaRabim, is the pshat is that it's a place which is hefker. We know anything you find in Rishut HaRabim, the halacha is it's something that's hefker, as long as it doesn't have a simon, and you give enough time for the bottom to miyayish, therefore you can pick up whatever you find and you put in your pocket. Right? It's a place where people don't have a common interest, everybody goes wherever they want. It's called the Mokum Hefker. And that's exactly the idea that the Ariza transfers to us, gives us, by the Zayin Malachim, that they were Hefker, meaning they were not unifying their koach together, and therefore just working as individual entities, as opposed to, rather, we'll find in the later stage of Tikkun, where they all start working together, in triads, that creates the success. Okay. What we'll do, I think we'll stop in here, because that was a good introduction anyway, so we'll stop in here, and Sam, tomorrow we'll continue learning with the Zayin Malachim Shemesu. Okay, we'll stop it here for now.